Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is.
Cognitive Rampage. I'm sitting at the top of a little building over here in California and wishing I was outside more, but was hoping to get up on the roof and talk. But anyway, I was out here pondering some thoughts, and you know, you may have heard some of this concept before, but I wanted to reiterate a couple things about passion. You hear it a lot. You hear it a lot in the self-helpers. You hear it a lot. I'm just going to stick with that, the self-helpers. You know, find your passion. Usually behind that, you'll hear find your purpose, something like that. And these are two big misconceptions, I think, a lot in life, and are very open to the subjective as well. So I know that. So don't forget I know that. But, you know, I write a lot about in the book about enthusiasm. And enthusiasm being different. Enthusiasm is built through gaining competence. When you gain competence in something and you have experience with something, then you become enthusiastic about something. And being enthusiastic is maintained by gaining competence and continuing experience. This is different. Enthusiasm is different than excitement. Passion is more like excitement. Happiness is almost even more like excitement. You see, passion will get you really excited, but it's very fleeting. Passion is fleeting. And where two people mix the conceptions or mix these ideas is when they start telling you, find something you're passionate about and do that. Well, many times people then start to confuse passion with purpose. That's the other thing the self-helpers will tell you, is find your purpose. And this is an ambiguous bullshit thing to tell people, because you never find your purpose. There's no light that flashes, right? I'd ask you, if you have talent at something or you're good at something, does this equal purpose? And if so, how do you know? And once we achieve that, are we finished? Or does purpose change? You see, purpose changes. But they tell you, because it sounds good, to find your purpose and find your passion and do that, and then you'll be okay. Well, if you are cerebral enough and you're analytical enough and you can say, wait a minute, I've been looking for my purpose for God knows how long, and then that's where you can begin to hurt people. When people begin to find, like, I can't find anything that I'm so-called passionate about. I must not have a purpose, or I can't find my purpose. And people begin to search for this ambiguous concept and subjectively compare it to what they think and how they feel, or what they see other people say, or how they behave about what they're passionate about or what their purpose is, quotations, and they begin to compare. And now you enter that dangerous subjective realm of purpose and passion. And imagine looking for something because you're, you know, feeling bad about life, etc. You go see a self-helper and they start telling you, find your passion, find your purpose, right? You can't find this ambiguous thing, if you will. Now you really believe something is wrong with you. You start to believe something's wrong with me. I can't find that passion. I can't find that purpose. Well, the misconception is it's subjective and you'll never really find it. And passion is fleeting, okay? And I'm going to link that to what you may do for a living or what you may worry about. Maybe you hate your job or you hate what you do. And what do they tell you, right? If you hate your job, quit it. Walk away from it now, right? All this fucking bullshit. Like you don't have bills, debt, kids, things that you have to take care of. But you talk to an entrepreneur, self-helper, and they're going to tell you to quit that 9-to-5, you know, jump off the bridge, if you will, and go for it. These all sound good, man. They sound good. But so do late night infomercials. They sound good. And so you can't let that drive you in what you decide to do or be judgmental about what you're currently doing. Because finding what you're passionate about What do they tell you? Here's the other thing that sounds good. Find what you're passionate about and you'll never work a day in your life. Liar. Liar. Because I'm telling you this, when you're passionate about something, subjectively quoted, passionate about something, you're going to work your ass off. You're going to work harder because you're so-called passionate about it, because it moves you. So the idea is to tell somebody, find your passion, find your purpose, and you'll never work a day in your life, is a lie. It's a misconception, because there are many things that I am passionate about, or what I would say I'm enthusiastic about, and I've never worked harder in my life. Let's say you're an MMA fighter and you're passionate about that. Do you work a day in your life? You're damn right. Every day you're in the gym, you bust your ass. So you're going to tell me that I'm passionate about something and I'm never going to work a day in my life? You're crazy. I was passionate when I first broke into this, and still am, about the problems with mental health, about the wall that we're facing of corruption, of misdiagnosis, chemical incarceration, how people that are battling addiction are treated, how they're lied to many times and not given full information. It's terrible. I came out the gate angrily passionate, if you will, and I worked my ass off to write 2 books in less than 2 years and pushed my podcast, videos, notes, research. I worked my ass off. And let me tell you, no fucking self-help guru was going to tell me that I wasn't passionate or enthusiastic about it, nor were you going to tell me that I didn't work a day in my life. So when you listen to these little one-liners that people say off the cuff, you got to be careful what you allow to flow through you, as Leo used to tell me. And when you really break down what they're telling you, you can really look at it. You see, a lot of people tell you to, you know, not give a fuck what other people think about you, and then you'll be happy too. Well, good luck trying to shut off the human condition. Because the other thing we do is also care what we think about ourselves. Generally, we care more about what we think, we just don't admit it. And then we use to justify what we think about ourselves by looking at the extrinsic or the environment, if you will, to then confirm that, right? To validate what we're doing. So who says you're passionate? You do? Or somebody else? Right? These thoughts become ambiguous. So when you're hearing that, or if you're thinking about your life currently, and you're laying there going, man, I gotta find my passion and then I'll be okay. That's what Tony Dipshit Robbins told me, right? Or I gotta find my purpose and then I'll find it, right? Or whatever it is. Really break down what they're telling you and process that and say, wait a minute, man. You see, for me, where I'm getting to more in my life is I have things I'm enthusiastic about, things that I've gained a lot of competence in, things that I've got really confident in. I say that you can call yourself competent when you can argue both sides, not when you just know a lot about one side. When you can argue in depth about one side, but you can't argue the other side, I'm not going to say you're fully competent. That means you don't even know the opposing argument against yours. You may know a rebuttal, but you may not know the actual science behind it. So competence comes when you know both sides of the argument. And we can lay that to self as well. When we are self-competent, we know both sides of the argument, right? We know both sides of what we're thinking and why we do it. You know, but for me, as you gain competence and become competent, you can build this confidence and authentic, a real genuine confidence, not an arrogance, right? And from there, you can find that enthusiasm in self and apply it to self, right? And if we can make ourselves the passion, if you will, and we feed that competence, we gain experience in our lives, we question those along the way, we can build to that personal enthusiasm to where you wake up each day and my life is what I'm enthusiastic about, not my job. You see, too much in this society, we are defined by what the hell we do. What you do defines who you are. You meet somebody, and what's the second or third question beyond what your name is and where you're from? So what do you do? And what we do is so poorly correlated to who we really are and what we love and our passions, if you will. Our interests is what I would be more specific to say, is what you're interested in. And for me, as I've traveled toward enthusiasm for many different categories in my life and challenge the idea of purpose or passion, etc. You know, the one word that keeps playing around in my head is fun. What is fun? Because like I said, what we do, how much you earn, what you provide, the bravado of what your job title provides is too much. And so we use this idea many times to define where we are in our own lives. And then, you know what? We'll have fun on the weekend, right? We'll have fun doing that. And here's where a self-helper would tell you this. A self-helper would say then, all right, well, if that's what's fun for you, do that. Make that a job. Well, I'm here to tell you, I've done that most of my life. From the drugs I did, turned into a drug dealer, the nightclubs I frequented all the time, to being an owner and a manager of them, all the way to loving music so much and being a DJ. Everything I loved to do, I made a job. And it became work. And trust me, I was passionate when I was on those turntables. I was passionate when I was running that VIP. Trust me, I was passionate about what I was doing, and I busted my fucking ass, and I loved it. And I worked most of the days of my life, because when you start to challenge, do what you love for a living, if you will, well, there is no off. There is no takeoff time. You do it 24/7. Entrepreneur lifestyle of what you're pushing, you don't clock out and go home. The weekends are just more time to work, right? And you can balance your schedule. I get all that, you know. But for me, if you take all the things that you're interested in that make you happy and you follow the self-helpers and you make it a job, well, then what do you do for fun? You run out of shit to do, right? You find, well, I made that a job, because DJing became a job. Everything I thought was so fun and so cool and that I was so passionate about became a job. So back to the beginning, to say, find your passion, find your purpose. You'll never work a day in your life and you'll be happy, is bullshit. I'm just calling it. But I know it hits a lot of people in their cognitive dissonance, because they like to, you know, get a little inspiration or motivation and watch a video or something, and they're telling you all that stuff, and you get hyped up, and you're like, all right, and then life happens, right? The kid starts crying, the bill gets paid, somebody gets sick, right? And you're like, well, I can't quit the job this week, right? Or maybe you lay in bed, and you go, one day I'm going to walk away from this. You know, I heard a guy out here, actually when I was in Arizona, and we were chatting for a little bit, and buddy had a hard job, right? He was working outside in that desert heat all day. And he'd been doing it for almost 20 years. And he was about maybe 5 to 10 years. I think he was 10 years away from retirement. And all he could dream about, he said, was going to Florida, moving by the beach and getting out of here. And one day I'll do it. And, you know, I couldn't help but sit there and think about, like most self-helpers, right, would say, would be like, well, just go now, man. Just sell it all. Go. You could die tomorrow. And all this stuff sounds good, man. He's got 4 kids. They're in school here. He doesn't uproot them. Their mother is in the same town. So what do you tell that guy, Tony Robbins? Do you tell that guy, just go, drop it all, follow your passion, your purpose? Sounds good. But what kind of bodies would he leave in the wake? What kind of turmoil would he leave in the wake doing that? And that's what we tend to think about, right, before we take a chance or jump or something. Who's going to get hurt? Who would be letting down, that kind of thing. And I've been on this new kick. This little philosophy of the cognitive rampage has been turning a little bit and coming to this realization that perhaps nothing is wrong with you or where you are or what you do. And perhaps the only thing that's wrong is you think something is wrong. And if you think you can get better at something, or you need to optimize, is the new fucking trendy word that everyone loves to say, right? I used it. I fell prey to it. By just saying that, I think we're saying that we're not good enough. We can say, sure, oh, we just want to get better. We can get better every day. Well, it's hard to appreciate that maybe nothing is wrong with us right now. That maybe I do just have fun or relax, or I'm just okay. You see, when I first wrote the book, the Cognitive Rampage book, I wanted to get it out so fast, because I just felt like people were dying and they needed a new way. They needed a new way to battle addiction and some severe issues in life. And then you talk to a few marketers, etc., and say, look, well, this book can be written for anybody. Anybody can read it and apply it. And I would agree. I do believe that you can get something from anything, right? You can read a terrible book and get something from it. You know, so sure, it's nice to say that anybody could read The Cognitive Rampage and benefit from it. Sure. But I had to ask myself, you know, who did I really write that book for? And where was I in the time when I was writing that? And, you know, as the book subtitle even changed to The Scientific Approach for Self-Discovery Changes and Life Optimization, see, even the word used in the title, was opening up to anybody, which is true, which is true. You know, but for me, I really wrote that book for people that were at the worst in their lives, that really felt like they didn't have much left, that really had been through the ringer with addiction, had really been in and out of rehabs, people that just can't shake depression, people that just can't, are just at rock bottom, basically, because that's who I was concerned about. That's who I was watching die every other week in those clinics when I was helping people with addiction. That's who I was watching not show up because they overdosed the week before. That's whose family I was having to call and tell. That's what I was witnessing. And when I was seeing that, I'm like, fuck this, man. I don't care. I'm saying what I say on Joe Rogan. I'm saying what the fuck. I'm calling this corruption out. Blackballed myself. Ruined my fucking career when I did that. But that's who I wrote that book for. I wrote that book for those people because, you know, I've been told by Patricia, that who's read a few of those books, that, you know, a lot of these self-help books, what they're really telling you is, here, do it my way. Here's the steps, and you can optimize. You can get a little better. Optimize is the new trendy shit these days, you know. And, you know, as she read my book and a few others, my book doesn't read like that. It really goes, let's fucking solve some shit, and let's get deep into your beliefs, because you and I both know you're about to jump off the ledge. You and I both know you're hoping that next shot of heroin kills you. You and I both know you're hoping that shit goes down, but for some reason, you haven't. You're still there. You're still fighting. You're still hanging on. You're still wondering or hoping at some point. That's who I wrote that shit for. That's who I did it. That's this passion, I guess you could say, you see in me right now. But I would tell you, this is not passion. This is almost anger. You know, when I came out, that's why it's called The Motherfucking Cognitive Rampage. It wasn't that I was passionate about helping those people, because what a self-serving fucking idea is to say that I'm passionate about helping those that are ready to fucking kill themselves. I mean, fuck me if that's what I was saying, man. That's not what it was about. I was pissed off. And that's why you saw Cognitive Rampage come out, because I was fucking angry. I was fucking angry that nobody gave a shit about these people. Nobody was questioning anything. Nobody was changing anything. People were just going quietly into the dark night in a surrender, saying, that's all we got for you. And that's why I did it. And I was passionate, passionately angry. But you know what? I worked my fucking ass off. So don't tell me that if I find my passion or something I'm enthusiastic about, that I'll never work a day in my life. And now that I've put that book out there, and I still try to help and still try to let people know, you're seeing a lot of change. There's so many people now talking about it. It's such a beautiful thing. There's so many people out there now talking about the problems with pill treatment, the problems with addiction. It's coming. It's good. I see it. I see the wave folding. It's still in a very epidemic area right now, but it's changing, you know. I'm seeing that. So now am I to say that, since I feel like I wrote that book and I put something out there that can really pick people off of that bottom floor, that now that I've accomplished, is that my purpose? Am I done? You see? But if I listen to the gurus, right, what I'm supposed to do then is, I've found my passion. I did that. I went, and remember, the other one is help people. That's the other one they love to tell you. Find your passion, find your purpose, and start helping people. Then you'll be happy and wonderful for the rest of your life. Well, I did all that. And so now that I've written a book, is my purpose done? What now? What now, guru man? Now that I've followed the passion, helped some people, I hope, and checked off the purpose of writing that book, right? Is it done? This is where the idea of purpose can become destructive to the mental human psyche. Is if you're laying there in bed and you're thinking to yourself, is this it? Was this my purpose? I must, you go down masturbation, I must be meant for something greater than this. They tell me I am. I watch the videos. I came from nothing, and now I have everything. Stop that shit. Stop questioning yourself. Be happy in the life you got now. Find fun. Find love. Find social connection. Find the fun. Have fun in it. Stop thinking something's wrong with you, and stop waking up every day thinking I can optimize this or get better at this. Love you now and know that you're human and it's okay. And if you're on rock bottom, man, start from the bottom. You got to be willing to put in the work. Don't beat yourself up if you don't think you found your purpose. Don't beat yourself up if you don't do something that you don't think you're passionate about. I bet you still have fun. So maybe your job isn't something that you're passionate about, but like this society wants you to believe, you are not defined by what you do for a living. So if what you do for a living doesn't make you passionate or enthusiastic, so fucking what? Does it provide something for you to be able to have fun? Are you able to have fun when you can? Well, then you're all right, and you're doing better than most people in this fucking world if you can actually have fun for a day, even if it's an hour. And be careful of that words. Those words, they drop on you like weights. Find your passion. Find your purpose. Start helping other people and everything will be okay. Do it my way. Fuck that. You know, they tell you all that, man. You're all right. You're all right right now. You'll be fine. Don't get too deep into the stuff, man. I've been down this road now 10 years, almost 10 years. I've been down this road of self-optimization, guru. I don't know how many books I fucking put away and read. I don't even know. You know, I've been down it, man. And I don't think you ever achieve optimal. So words like optimize, they're misleading, misconception. Do you ever reach this day where you arrive? I have arrived. If you start that shit out, you're screwing yourself up because now you're sitting around going, I'll be happy when, if I just this and then I'll be. You start those kind of sentences when you start that shit. You're never going to reach the point to where you have arrived. Many of us set the little ambiguous borders and markers, right? Once I get that house, once I move there, once I have this amount in savings, once I'm have my company running, once I'm financially independent, all of these things, once I have, and then I'll be, I'm optimizing my financial portfolio. I'm optimizing my physical biomechanics. I'm optimizing my everything. I'm constantly the scientist in my life. Well, when the fuck did you have fun? When did you just laugh at somebody? You know, don't get too deep in it, y'all. I worry sometimes that maybe I wrote a book that takes people too far down that road. Sometimes I worry that I wrote a book that if you read it, it's like eating that other pill in the Matrix. You know what I mean? You can't be asleep anymore. You read that book, I promise. You read the fucking Cognitive Rampage, you will not be on that other pill asleep in that little thing over there. You will wake the fuck up. But I also think that you got to be careful. I'm putting a forewarning, if you will, a disclaimer on my book now, that if you've read it and you dive into it, trust me, you can find yourself, once you pull yourself out of that place, that dark place that you're trying to get out of, once you pull yourself out of that, which I promise you that book will do, will help you do, it won't do it, you got to do the work, and it's from your beliefs, it's not like my steps, now I'm not some guru telling you, read my book, follow the way, and you'll be fine, right, it takes way more work than that, but once you pull yourself out of that dark place, a little disclaimer is, pull the throttle back a little bit, once you get up there, learn that you can. You've climbed to the altitude, you pulled yourself out, but even the planes eventually level off. Hell, the shuttle has to level off, right? Level off. So be okay with pulling the lever back, pulling that throttle back some, and just ease that landing on in. After you pull yourself out of that dark hole, I forewarn you, you can go deep and deep and deep and too far down that hole to where you'll find yourself spinning. You'll find yourself actually questioning too much, right? To where it's gravity problems, yo. And right now, some jet engines and some other things is how we define gravity. But for the most part is, we're not going to solve gravity here on Earth for now. It's what it's doing. So careful once you pull yourself out, once you get out of that. It's okay to optimize. It's okay to think about other things. I'm not saying that. But it's when you go too far down that hole, when you're thinking something can continuously be better all the time, forever. All the time is irrational. Continuously, right? Got to question those things. Question what you hear. Question what they see. But learn to have some fun. Don't judge yourself on some subjective idea of whether you're following your passion or what you do for a living defines you. Because it fucking doesn't. It fucking doesn't, y'all. Too many misconceptions. You're good. You're doing fine. Love you all. And head out. I'll be taking care of you. Keep taking care of you. Love you.